Welcome to the podcast, where we introduce you to incredible humans who share their journeys with the mission to inspire you to harness your own inner tenacity to drive your life and career forward. And now, your host, Adam Posner.
Everybody, welcome back. We just had our lunch break here. It is about 12:30 here on the West Coast, about 3:30 in the afternoon. Just give me a live timestamp. I have probably the most important guest, because we would not be here today with the podcast if it wasn't for my man Adrian Clough and Matcher. Thank you, my friend, for believing in me. Thank you for having us out here first and foremost. So Adrian and I, we go back a couple of years. We met in an incredible event offsite, incredible community of like-minded folks called Pink. Pink stands for people you now know. And I met Adrian at Pink, and we formed a common bond over the fact that we're both in the recruiting business, right?
Exactly.
You vaguely remember that. We'll leave out the details. People don't need to know about the details.
We were both sitting in the creek, half naked, and I think I was talking to your wife.
Yes.
She asked me, what do you do?
And I said, I run a recruitment company.
And usually that kills.
You gotta talk to my husband.
My wife does not talk like that.
Usually that kills every conversation. And she's like, you got to talk to my husband.
So saying that you're a recruiter is traditionally a people either. So it's funny. When people say, what do you do for a living? And you say you're a recruiter, like, could you help me find a job? Could you help my
boyfriend, spouse, next door neighbor, dog, mailman get a job?
And I think one of the biggest things in recruiting is that people need to understand that there's different types of recruiters. Do different things. So let's hit the rewind button. Tell everyone who you are and what you do best.
What I do best personally or professionally?
We're going to leave that one out. That's for the B-roll. That's not suitable for the podcast here, but professionally.
Great. So, Adrian Kolff, I am the co-founder and CEO of Matcher. We are an RPO company. But we like to define ourselves that we're redefining RPO. Because RPO historically has had a pretty bad name in the market, and because there was a constant tension between cost and quality.
Correct.
We've made a very conscious decision of only working with very senior recruiters and sourcers that can make a direct impact for the companies that we work for.
Right, so it's a stronger financial impact for the investment. Because correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of RPOs are for high volume hiring, and that's where you get that tension.
Exactly. So we typically do mid-level, senior, VP level roles.
What type of roles?
Senior software engineers, architects, go-to-market, senior sales
director. Strong data tech type of roles.
Exactly.
Globally, correct?
Yes. So we started a company in Europe and the Netherlands 5 years ago. We now have presence in Europe, Africa, and the US.
I love it. Let's talk a little bit about the origin story. By trade, are you a recruiter? Where had you fall into this business?
So I started my career at Unilever, worked 4 years in the corporate world, realized that wasn't my cup of tea. I then got a chance to become a partner at a digital recruitment platform in Amsterdam, and that was my ticket into entrepreneurship and a recruitment industry, and I fell in love with both of them.
Let's talk about that pivot for a moment here. I share a similar path too. I worked in corporate America for 15 years, working for the man. Let's talk about that decision. Was that an easy or hard decision for you to say, screw it, I'm done working for other people, it's time for me to build something? Or did you feel like it was the right time in your life to do it?
It was 100% the right time, because at the moment, I realized that the corporate world wasn't the type of environment that I thrived in, even though I was doing well at Unilever, but I wasn't in an entrepreneurial environment. So I had no one that I could look up to of what it was like to start my own company. And I always thought at that time, I need to have the perfect idea in order to start something.
No.
And I now know the only thing that you need is a lot of hard work and just going for it. And then eventually the idea will be there.
That is the secret sauce, my friend. And I think there's a lot of buzz out there, especially in this economy, and especially with all these tech layoffs. There's a lot of noise out there where people are like, go, you don't need to work for anybody else again. You don't need to, you know, be a slave to the man out there. You need to go out and try your own thing. And like, I encourage everybody, if you have an entrepreneurial itch, to scratch it and go for it. But it's not for everybody. It's not, right?
No, 100%. It is the most rewarding, but also the most challenging thing I've ever done.
What was that first kind of punch you in the face moment?
First punch me in the face moment was when we started a company in 2018, we grew very rapidly the first year and a half. So I scaled the company within our first year, completely bootstrapped to 25 employees.
It's amazing.
But we didn't pay ourselves any salary. And at the time, my bank account was literally close to zero. And I told my co-founder, I said, listen, we need to start paying ourselves some money because my bank account looks frighteningly empty.
I need to live. And this guy, he didn't get a haircut for 4 years.
Right? So, and what happened is right at the moment we said, okay, we can actually pay ourselves a little bit of money, COVID happened. And we lost 70% of our business in 2 weeks.
70. And it's interesting you say that because in the last year, you and I have talked off camera about this. Last year for me, my business was down 70%. And I mentally, personally, it was one of the lowest points of my life.
Yep.
In the last year, I've had to go through some really traumatic. And here's the thing. Before people shit on the 9-to-5 lifestyle, there's such strength in the stability of a consistent paycheck.
Yep.
So this entrepreneurial life, it's not for everybody. You need to tactically, strategically be able to have money in the bank. And most of us don't. Yep. We're entrepreneurs and we're putting every penny back into the business. But it's tough. So talk to us how you got through that tough point of COVID to where we are now sitting here in the early part of 2024.
Yeah. So during that time, what happened, I was also stuck during COVID in New York with my now wife, facing very personal questions, whether we're going to get married, et cetera. And my business was absolutely crumbling.
So you're trying to balance personal, not letting that affect your relationship, trying to rely on her as your rock.
So pressure cooker on every single aspect in my life. And the thing what I did is that I realized I need to focus on the things that I can actually control. And what we started doing during COVID is we started to publish a lot of content and giving a lot back because no one was hiring at the beginning of COVID. So it was even, we didn't even focus on sales.
No, it's terrible.
We just focused on giving back to the community. And I'll tell you one
Yeah, I want to hear how this worked out. Sure.
Yeah, so one thing that we did, and I wanted to help, right? Like I was like, COVID, you know, what can we do? What's the expertise where we can help people? So together with probably 10 or 15 industry experts, I wrote this white paper of how to find a job fast and efficiently in a time of COVID. And it was a really in-depth article that was beneficial to many people that got laid off.
You're adding value.
During COVID, right? And what I did, I sent the article to all the people that were laid off. Do you remember those layoff lists as well?
Right,
these companies, Airbnb and Uber and all these companies that were laid off. Without even thinking, I sent this article to each and every one of them and said, hey, I'm sorry to see that you've been laid off. I don't know what helps, but I just wanted to share this article with you. Stay strong, we're in this together, right? 2 years later, I get hit up on LinkedIn by someone that says, hey, Adrian, I'm looking at your services. Can we have a conversation? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I asked her, it's like, how did you find us? He said, I can't really remember. But then it went back into our LinkedIn conversation.
It's unbelievable.
She had been a recruiter at Airbnb at the time, was laid off. I sent her the article. And then a year and a half later, she joined a new company. They were hiring. She's like, hey, let me talk to Adrian.
It's called the power of giving. It's called the power of adding value. And it's this concept that I truly believe in, especially when developing business relationships, is it's not sitting there with your hand out asking for business all the time. It's how could you provide value? How could you be of service? How could you give instead of always taking? Because those seeds that you plant, I'm a tremendous believer in relationship karma. And I know
100%.
You are too, because that's why we're 100%. Sitting here today,
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. That's
but it's about when you give because when it's in your time of need, it's gonna come back. And if you have that faith, and if you believe in people and if you believe in the good in the world, it's gonna come back. So let's fast forward a little bit. Talk to us where the company is now, what's on the horizon, what are you guys building and working on?
Yeah, so
that is unbelievable.
Yeah. So we're pretty excited actually what lays ahead of us. We definitely feel that 2023 was a difficult year, but now we're back on the growth path.
We're getting there.
And one thing that we're excited about is that we're growing actively in the US. We're really adding a lot of value to the clients that we work for because, in contrary to some of our competitors, the quality of people that we bring into the company is an absolute eye-opener and a game changer.
You have to have
them.
A point of difference.
Yes.
RPOs are a dime a dozen, right? And it's always that thing of like, when I'm pitching business, it's like, what makes your company different than all the other recruiters out there? It's the people, it's the quality. No. I found it to be relationships, and the proof is in the pudding, as we like to say. It's in the quality.
how long that candidate is staying in there for. There's little to no turnover. And it also comes down to relationships, and it comes down to managing expectations with your clients and under-promising and over-delivering.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So that's something I'm really excited about. So that's one. The second thing, we're building a very strong community of head of TAs, VP of talents, both in the Netherlands and specifically in New York right now. In the Netherlands and Europe in general, we do that through invite-only leadership events,
right,
where we get a leadership facilitator in front of a group of 40 head of recruitment, senior VP of talents.
That's great.
Because what does everyone have in common? Like, they're leaders in their own industry, right? And there's so much hunger to have peers to relate to, but also to talk about some of the stuff that you're facing as a
and
leader,
openly, right? You have a thought leadership open.
Exactly.
It's not a big giant conference. It's an intimate event.
Very intimate.
Relationship
driven. We create a safe space for people to actually share. We make those beautiful mutual connections. And on the back of that, we're developing these incredible deep relationships with future and existing clients. That's one. And one thing that I'm personally really excited about is what we're doing in New York. I invite 8 to 10 head of TA, senior talent leaders to come to my home, and we cook together.
Breaking bread is the oldest way to build relationships.
And it's great. And people go in as strangers into the kitchen, and we walk out of the kitchen as friends. And then during the dinner, we have a single conversation with no side conversations. I guide the conversation.
Talk business, right?
Yeah, we talk about what are the challenges that you face, right? Both either professionally or business. What are some of the things that us as a group can help each other with? And it's incredible to see the things that people are willing to share with one another and how we walk out of that dinner.
How much of the Burning Man principles are you really incorporating into? Because it seems like it's working for you guys.
I love that analogy. I met my wife at Burning Man. That's the reason why we're actually sitting here. And one of the things that I learned at Burning Man is one of the core principles is unconditional giving. And if you're in an environment where each and every person comes with that mindset, incredible things happen. Incredible things happen.
Just open your mind.
And if you are in the possibility to give back without expecting anything in return, the connection that you make and the karma that comes back eventually is absolutely life-changing.
I love it. Well, Adrian, first and foremost, again, I want to thank you so much for making this happen. It's just the way the universe works. And I'm a deep believer. You put it out in the universe and it comes back in spades. Let's tell everyone, this is our core sponsor, everybody. Tell us where they could find more, where could they connect?
Yeah, definitely. So connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn. I write almost on a daily basis about my entrepreneurial journey and what we're doing with Matcher. If you're interested to work with some really good sources and recruiters in the industry, find us on Matcher.io. And Matcher, M-A-T-C-H-R.
Matcher.io. We're going to link it up. And I want to thank Adrian and... we're going to keep the good times rolling here, everybody. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Awesome. Awesome.
Over the last 3 years, how much market volatility have you experienced in your business? How many times have you had to hire quickly only to find yourself in a position a few months later with not enough roles to keep your recruitment team busy? Now, what if you could work with a flexible recruitment partner that you could scale up and down based on your needs without compromising on quality or culture? The good news is that solution is finally here. Matcher is a tech-enabled RPO player that made its mark in Europe and is now taking over the U.S. by storm. Matcher combines technology, experience, and flexibility for startups, scale-ups, and corporates to quickly deliver on their hiring needs. Now, whether you're hiring across engineering, go-to-market, or G&A, Matcher got you covered. That's why Matcher's embedded sourcing, coordination, and recruiting services are trusted by companies like TikTok, Booking.com, Miro, Grammarly, Stripe, and more. To find out how Matcher can be your flexible recruitment partner, visit matcher.io. That's M-A-T-C-H-R.io. And make sure you tell them you heard about it on the podcast. Thanks.
Wisdom is forever, but for us, it's time to go. Thank you for joining us. Luckily, we'll be back with our next episode soon, jam-packed with more incredible humans. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and sharing. To join the conversation, search The Podcast on LinkedIn. And to catch up on past episodes and more info, please visit www.thepodcast.com.